Thank him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Matthew 28. From verses 18. Matthew 28 from verses 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all power, that's what exousia, which is authority, all power is given me in heaven and in the earth. So go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am is with you always, even to the end of the age. Mark 16, from verse 15, and Jesus came to them and said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. Say the word. Take up serpents. If they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick and the sick will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received into heaven and sat at the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, with the Lord walking with and confirming the word with signs following. Luke 24:45. And they opened ye the understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. And he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it behoves Christ to suffer, and to rise of the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins of preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. Hallelujah. So we said, the reason why we look at these instructions of Jesus over and again is because that forms the foundation of the Christian life. Every act of the apostles and the epistles will proceed from this instruction. Hallelujah. So in this instruction we have the foundation of the Christian life. Glory to God. Foundation of the Christian life. So when it says go make disciples, it's God's taxing on the earth. Say, those are instructions of scriptures. Instructions in theology, instructions of the spirits. Hallelujah. So that means in the scriptures I'll find instructions of the spirit. I'll find instructions of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what are these instructions for? He says, Paul will summarize this and say, all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. I'm not going to teach for long, because I'm going to pass instructions by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So, okay, as I teach, you hear those instructions. Let me just put it that way. Hallelujah. So those who go in and those who go together. Hallelujah. So, you say, all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So we said, Christianity is a knowledge-based faith. Glory to God. Is it knowledge-based faith? A man only functions to the degree of his knowledge. Hallelujah. For example, I remember years back, I listened to a man of God, and he shared the story of how a guy, how a woman, worked for a rich fellow, a wonderful, nice, rich fellow. A rich fellow. So one day, this rich man was so kind to her, so kind to her, now died. And when his will was being read, he had a lot of estates. When his will was being read, she was handed over a certificate to one of the man's estates. But because she didn't know there was a certificate to an estate. She was uneducated. So she took the certificate, framed it, and said, I'm going to remember my lovely, wonderful boss. I framed it and put it at home. She went back to her village house. But what she had was the certificate to an estate.
In fact, she can decide to evacuate anybody in the estate and live there. I hope you hear me. And yet still make money from rent from people in that estate. But you know what? She didn't know.
So she went back to the village and was living the life of a village woman. You know what that means? You ask, how about your boss? He said, ah, the man is very nice.
Ah!
The man died. What did he give you? He just gave me paper. So one day the woman had a child who is already in the university, or whether in the university or not in the university. She came home to see the mom and asked about her boss. She said, how's your boss? That died. Oh, what did he give you that? The woman is a very nice man. Oh, I've never seen anybody like this in my life. He has been the one that helped you, helped me. Maybe he died, he didn't give anything, he said nothing, just the paper. Yes, just the paper, yes. Where's the paper? I framed it. And the guy said, I want to see. So he went in and looked at the paper. And he told the mother, what you have here is a certificate for an essay. That is the end of your troubles. That is the end of your struggle. But do you know that until she was told what that paper is, she had the paper and yet she did not know she is a landlord. She had the paper, but she couldn't function as a landlord until she was told. Hallelujah. You know, that's how it is. Glory to God. I have it. Imagine you need money and somebody now writes a check for you. I didn't know it's a check. Now put it in an envelope because you're angry. Maybe you're angry with the person. Say, this person should give you this letter. What am I using letter for? Who letter help? And he didn't read it. And you're soaking at it. And we choose a check for money. So most times, you know, people, okay, let me talk about people. Your mind responds to information. And when you don't have the right information about things, you wouldn't handle it to a Christian. It is that way too. It's a knowledge-based faith. When you come to know things that God has done for you in Christ, and things that He wants you to do, or put it, when you come to know what God has done for you in Christ, what God is doing in the earth, and what God is going to do in the earth. And you function that way. So you function to the degree of your knowledge about God. Verily. You function to the degree of your knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So therefore, the question you ask yourself all the time is, what kind of information am I getting? And remember we said, you have a conscious effort. You have a conscious task of knowing what you allow into your mind. Right? You have that conscious task of doing that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have that conscious task. So the reason why Paul will pray the Pauline prayer for the church. The question you ask you tonight is, how often do you pray the Pauline prayer for yourself? How often do you pray? You pray the Pauline prayer for yourself. That's what will you train your mind. Hallelujah. You pray the Pauline prayer. The eyes of understanding is enlightened. Hallelujah. Let you pray the Pauline prayer for yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul will pray that way for the churches. He wants Philemon to walk in love towards Onesimus, he told him. See that the communication of your faith may become more effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing within you in Christ Jesus. He wants him to walk in love. And he prays that he will grow in knowledge. Amen. So your Christian walk is to the degree of your knowledge. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So say, what is God doing in the earth? What is God doing in the earth? We say, God is making the whole earth his dwelling place. Right? Right? Hallelujah. Say, God is making the whole earth his dwelling place. God is repeating more men into his harvest. how God is doing. Is it going to more like Israel harvest, making the earth his dwelling place, making the desolate land like the Garden of Eden, as the Garden of Eden, making the desolate ground a fruitful field. Hallelujah. That's what God is doing in the earth. So as long as God is doing that, you say, I don't know. No! I know what God is doing in the earth. Hallelujah. How does it feel there at the local church? So I know what God is doing in the earth. God is raising more strong local churches. Hallelujah. Who are given to his cause in all the earth. I know what God is doing in the earth. He's raising more strong local churches. He's raising an army in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I know what God is doing in the earth. Hallelujah. So therefore, the local church is God's tool. The local church is God's tool, God's idea. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's God's tool. God's idea. The local church. God's tool for raising this army. How can I say that? God's tool for raising this army. So those men get saved and they are brought to the local church to be trained to become an army. They are saved, they are trained. Hallelujah. So they will become more effective in their work. Hallelujah. And that is the place of the local church. That is the place of the local church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The local church is to train them. So, that means, as a worker in the local church, I have a responsibility, right? As a worker in the local church. That means the department I am in is this department. The reason for the department is so that we will train men. Make the work seamless. Yes, make it seamless. There you go. Hope you are following me. Is to make the work seamless. Remember, we're going to see something. Where is the primary assignment going to be? In the field. Right? Right? They are brought in the church. And I have my department in the church that I can. Those departments is to further make the work of training men easy. We have the IT department, the media team. Right? Maybe I have to make sure our messages are always available. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have the ushers. We have the song. The music team. We have the operations. We have the security team. Hallelujah. We're all together. There's nothing like evangelism team. Because we are all going to do the work. Right? There's nothing like prayer team. Because we are all praying. Hope you're following that. Hope you're following that. Glory to God. Glory to God. So that means in the local church we have similar goals. Every one of us in the local church will have similar goals. Remember I said we are priests, right? God thanks for his man is to be his priest. So he put his man in Genesis 2 verse 15 in the garden to dress and to keep it. To dress and to keep it. To dress and to keep it. Let's see something, how that word is used. Now we said the word abad is used for mostly, is used for, or abad shamar rather, is used for priestly ministry. Right? Priestly ministry, to dress and to keep. Let's look at the word shamar. In Genesis chapter 3, Genesis 4 rather, Genesis 4, Adam had two sons, Cain and Abel. Let's put that in Cain and Abel. Or Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel. Adam has two children. Cain and Abel. Remember, who was put in the garden? Adam. Right? Right? I'm just giving an analogy so you see something. Adam in God's garden, Adam has two children. Cain and Abel. Now in Cain and Abel you find also God's tax for man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 1. It says, Adam and his wife also verse 2. And she bore again Abel, his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep. Ra.
keeper of sheep. That word shepherd. You see that?
But Cain was a tiller of the ground.
Now we use the word tiller, there is the word abad. So that means in both of these two, you find God's task for man in all the earth. To shepherd and to care.
Do you understand me? To shepherd and to care. Abad and to shepherd.
Hallelujah. Hope you're following that.
Amen. Go to verse 9.
Just something. I mean, that's verse 9. Verse 6. Oh. Okay, verse 9. Yes, quickly on to verse 9. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is thy brother?
God asked him, where is thy brother?
Is that?
So Abel is to be a shepherd, right? Cain a who? A tiller of the ground. Tiller of the ground is now, it's just like it is. So Moses used that their occupation. That occupation of tiller of the ground to teach a spiritual fact here. Hallelujah. So tiller of the ground is the word abad. Right? Abad. To dress. Right? A priest. Hallelujah. So let's go further. He says, where is thy brother? Look at his response. He said, am I my brother Shammah, keeper? Am I my brother keeper? So, the God's task for man is what? To be shepherd and to keep. That response of among my brother's keeper was a rejection of God's call. Was a rejection of God's priesthood. What am I calling me? Say, am I my brother Shammah? Priesthood. Shammah. So that means the function of a priest is Abad and Shammah. Shammah means keeper. Keeper. One who keeps. One who cares. Okay, what is that? My brother's keeper. So that means we have a responsibility, the Abad and Shammah, responsibility towards God and responsibility towards fellow brethren. Okay, what is that? We have responsibility towards God and towards the fellow brethren. To keep, to care for. Over here with me, to care for. We have that responsibility. Go to God. And remember we said, how does God carry out his task in all the earth? Through the local church.
That means the local church will have that role. The local church have that role over Abad and Shammah. Over here with me. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Much more we as workers in church. Remember as a worker, though you have a job you are doing in church, my own is ushering, my own is operation, my own is this. But you know, the major task is the who? The man. Right? That was why Stephen and Philip and the others knew that though they were called to serve tables, the major job is where? In the field. Hope you know that. They were serving the tables and more men are saved. Hallelujah. Did you see that? So their work is to serve tables. Serve tables for who? Who will you serve tables for when you don't have members? Did you see that? Amen? So they are also serve tables. In serving tables, they want more people. So their service of table will become increased. Hallelujah. Hope you know that. Maybe they were serving 3. Okay, they were serving 5,000. And now they've increased to 30,000. They're going to serve more. Hallelujah. Okay, follow that.
Glory to God.
Amen. So, as a worker in church, I also participate, or you produce, I also partner with God in my responsibility to ensuring that these ones that I want are well nurtured in the local churches. I have that responsibility. That is the Shammah. I hope you're following me. I have that responsibility. I still work at the church. very vital. So therefore, if I have that responsibility, that means the way I relate, the way I conduct myself is very vital as a worker in church. Hallelujah. It's very vital. Because I have this responsibility, therefore, I will behave. There's a way I will behave with other workers in the local church. It will become very important. Why? Why must it be very important? Because you know what? We are working for the same goal. How are we following this? We are not in the same department, but we are working for the same goal in the local church. We are working for the same goal. Look at what Jesus will say in Matthew 12. Matthew 12, verse 12. Let's go there. Matthew 12. Hope you open.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
This is my desire. No more.
Verse 24. And when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does cast out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to dissolution. And every house divided against itself shall not stand. You hear that? Hallelujah. Every house divided against itself shall not stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are working for the same goal. We are working for the same goal. So I must not divide the house. Hope you are following me. Remember I said the way I conduct myself becomes very vital. First of all, looking at how we conduct ourselves among friends, among fellow workers, is very vital. Very vital. We are working for the same goal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So I must carry out the work without division. Nothing kills unity than strife. So that means I will not allow strife coming. Hallelujah. I must carry on the task with love. With love. Strife. Hatred, anger is not of God. They are a divider. They don't unite. They divide people. They break bonds. Hallelujah. Strife! It was strife that made them. Strife that made them sell out Paul. Hope you know that. No, Paul was sold out by the Jews. Hallelujah. Christian. Look at Acts 15. Look at Acts 15. They had dispute with Paul. Because of the way the dispute wasn't ended well, by Acts 1, they set him up. You know? What disunity can cause. It's the same task, it's the same goal. Hallelujah. But strife was already in their hearts. Look at the church at Corinth. In 1 Corinthians 3, he said, I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, as unto babes. Is it where there is strife and envy, that you not cannot walk like mere men. Hallelujah. Strife. In 1 Corinthians 6, they began to take themselves to court. They were dragging themselves. They were dragging themselves. Ah! And that's offended me. No, I'll pay lawyer. You pay lawyer to deal with your sister. And the lawyer's name is now Ibrahim. Ah! Hallelujah! I want to deal with that guy called Wisdom. He thinks he has wisdom. Oh, I'll deal with him. I'll deal with him. You now go and hire Yusuf Abdul Malik as your counsel. As your counsel, you pay him money to deal with him. Yusuf thinks he has wisdom. Deal with him. And you come to church. And so they will raise their hand up. Father, I love you so. No. No. That is an abomination. Hallelujah. Go to God. Okay, hallelujah. That's an abomination. You know, I've seen this one. This one I was not told. I've seen it physically. Korokoro. In a church. In a church. They now have pastor's wife faction and pastor's faction, they were fighting. They were scattering pastor's car. This faction will attack this faction. They will beat pastor up. Ah! It's not a joke. Ever they beat pastor, beat true pastor's people out, and now have their service. I'm like, the church. They now have their service on Sunday. Jehovah. And I'm like, you know, it's what I'm like, this brimstone and fire for. I said, you threw people out and you still let your hand off. He said they had wonderful service. What no such wonderful service? The next time the main pastor people waited. Let they did their own truth, had their own service. I say interesting. They drag themselves to court. They bought lawyers. The court now say, okay, you did your own service. Because if you was one hour, you would join money to build the church. Nobody, you do your service 7 to 10. You start by 10:30. And everybody comes to you. So once you're ready, let's say 9:30, the other people faction are already standing outside. Let me go finish it. Only God knows the kind of God that they are serving. Ha ha ha! Divider. Strife! Hallelujah. We are working for the same goal. Hallelujah. We are working for the same goal. Go away from God. We are working for the same goal. Look at what Paul told the church. Say, can't you just take the blame? Can't you just say, I'm at fault? Okay, I'm at fault, sorry. Let it all die. Hallelujah. Say, no. You know, some people say, how can I say sorry? Some people are like that. Say, how can I say sorry? Am I the one that offended him? No, you come and say sorry first. No, that's not the character of God's Spirit. How can I hear me? That's not the character of the man born again. No. Sometimes you just be at, you just admit the form. Say, no, I will not admit. No, you are not well called for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hatred is a divider. It's not of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not of God. It's not of God. Not God. Strife must not come in your work. It must not be found in your service in the local church. But I know we have that teaching during workers. I mean, membership class, return service. As I said, I'll still teach you again. Right? So, along that line, not along that line. But what was not found in my service is strife, hatred, strife. Conspiracy. You conspire against someone in the same local church. No. No! Don't tell lies. Tell lies. Bishop gave a story about a young guy. He knew what the guy did. He knew it was the guy that did it. He knew it was the guy that did it. So the guy came and was denying it and was crying. You know, shocked. They are spoiling someone's name. I was like, no. Don't be that. Hallelujah. We are working for the same goal. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Since we are working for the same goal, I will have to mind my speech. How I talk. Hallelujah. How I speak. Remember, the tax is in all the earth. So in here, I must make sure I must mind the way I speak. To fellow brethren, to fellow workers, to fellow leaders. Mind my speech. I've heard someone say something like this. after service one time.
He said, if you like, don't come and carry the pulpit, leave it there now. And the person walked out like, like, don't come and carry the pulpit, stay there now. And the person walked out, and I'm just smiling.
I didn't say, well, I didn't, I knew to call. I said, no, I will teach.
Hallelujah.
If you don't see words like that,
amen, you don't get me. Some people can be rude. Rude for Africa.
You tell them, hey, that is how my system is. That is how I'm wired. It's not only wired, it's electricity. So that is how. Okay. I contacted someone like that in the office, my junior. So, I was talking to her in the office. So I'm just giving this as an example. I'm talking to her in the office. And teach operation people, you know, me, I'm a marketer. So, you know, marketers are treated as though they are nobody, but me, you can treat me that way, you know, after my university. So I was talking, she was on the call, and I shouted and said, eh, you did what? Did you just shout? Like, no, that's not my voice. I said, that's not your voice, will really. You know, that's my normal voice. That is not that voice. Can you tell me that's your normal voice? I just wanted to say, let me give you the query of your life that you will not be able to answer. How dare you? From where to where? That is not my voice. That is not your voice will remain. You know, some people are like that. You know, why did you do that? That is how, in my family, that is how we are. In which family? Am I getting you well? In which family? You know that thing like breaking the jeans? Hallelujah. Amen. You don't walk that way. Hallelujah. 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 So you don't walk in strife. You don't walk in envy. You remember how we're supposed to walk? We're supposed to walk in love. Look at what Paul says about love. He said love doesn't envy. 1 Corinthians 13. The character of love. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13, quick. It is, I'll start from verse 3. Okay, 4. It says, charity, which is love, suffereth long. Did you see that? Love suffereth long. I've been keeping quiet. I will talk now. Have you suffered long? God suffered for 120 years. You don't know? Long suffering. Hallelujah. The love suffered long. How are you saying that? Hallelujah. He suffered long. It's kind. Love envieth not. Do you see that? So there's no envy in love. How does Christ start envy? Jealousy. Growing up, I know a song we used to sing, jealousy is the root of evil. Hallelujah. Jealousy. Right? Jealous. Jealous. But you know, and the jealous, what causes jealousy most times is because of contempt most times. Watch people that are jealous, envious of others, is content. And it's always material. Most times, it's always material. Amen? Amen? Material things. You just bought a car, and you are still using keke. You say, can he buy a car? I don't understand. How can he buy a car? How can he be MD? It's DM. Nonsense. Learn to be content. Hallelujah. Learn to be content. Learn to be content. One day like that, my friend was shared with me a story of a lady that became a Christian lady. So she got a job and the younger brother got a job. But because she was not a computer literate, like a computer person, the younger brother is a computer designer, all the people that play with computers that design. So the brother was given a job in the same company with the sister.
But the younger brother was offered to be paid more than the sister. Because the sister is just a content writer. Do you get it? But the young guy is into web design. And so he was offered a bigger salary. And the elder sister was angry. In fact, she was moody. When he saw her that the brother was offered a bigger job. She said she was not going to accept it. What is that? Why? How can you pay my brother, my younger brother, higher salary? And I said, watch it. That lady does not have love. She's not working in love. I said, that is evil. So what comes kind of evil? When someone is progressing and you're saying, you're here. You just, you know, it's jealous that will make a poor man say a rich man say it's doing ritual. You don't know. This is ritual. You know, that is how they just stop it. No, mine now. It is. Don't go do jazz. No, mine now. All those is members. They don't tie their destiny. Hallelujah. It's just jealous. Jealousy. Hallelujah. Jealousy. So you mind, don't be envious. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. Let's rush quickly to Philippians 2. Philippians 2. So watch it. Watch anger. Hallelujah. Watch it when it comes to anger. Watch it in the walk when it comes to jealousy. Watch it. Watch it. Mind your manners. When you see that you are having, you are being touchy. Right? I mean, you are having all those touchy attitudes. Then you see, I can see, you are not praying. Hallelujah. The character of a praying man. The character of a praying man is that he's slow to rot. Is the character of a praying man. It's slow to rot. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at Philippians 2 verse 3. Are you there? Hallelujah. Look at what it says. He's writing to a church. Last half of verse 2. He says, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love. Did you see that? Being of one accord and of one mind. This is what the local church should be. Did you see that? Being of one accord and of one mind. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. Hallelujah. After for verse 1. It says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any boils, and mercy is to fulfill my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love. Did you see that? The same love, being of one accord, of one mind. One mind. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We can have, you see, people who don't have the same mind can't flow in the same direction. Amen. Did you see why we had to pray for each other together today? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. We're establishing that bonds around ourselves. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. Be of one mind. Be of one mind. Don't stop. Pray for each other. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Pray for each other. Be of one mind. One mind means I can pray for you. Seamlessly. Hallelujah. And you can pray for me. But when they strive, I can't pray for you. My prayer for you will be let him die. Sure you know that. When there's strife, where is as he's just going out this morning, let's keke jam. This it cannot happen. It can't happen here because you're not taught that way. Right? Yes, that means you must not give room for it at all. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Remember when people that have bicycles, when we are small, beg them, let me drive your bicycle. They will not bring that and be driving. Everybody says, no, don't buy your own. That needs to pay. It needs to pay very well. So, when they are driving, they just be looking at them. Ah, because it's like this. They're going to just claim you are a bicycle. That is evil. This is not of God. Evil. Amen. So my dad now surprised us all. He now bought Long John. You know what is Long John? How about Long John? Yeah. Don't know what is Long John, don't worry. Amen. I'm bought Long John for us. So after a while, he now stepped it up because we now packed his Long John for him. And now we drive the Long John in modern age. Packed it for him. Yeah, he's driving a Long John. So one day, I guess he got angry. That, maybe somebody yapped him. I don't know who yapped him. I know someone. I can't drive this way. So I had a Long John, he now put it here. But I don't trust one. Yeah, well, they just came out with, hey, normal chopper by the way. Hey, say, hey, now I want to drive, let's drive by, let's pepper them, guys.
Let's pepper them.
Let's mama drive a bicycle for me, yeah. When you get it, when you give me. Amen. Or you want to play for the owner of the boat, say you will not play my boat. Just do that. My own prayer is just simple. My own prayer is simple. Then we will start them for. I will say, let Papa is giving us some come. Cause that man is a man that can chase you at the ball. Papa is here. He will chase you with the ball. A lot of people will tell you bring the ball here. There was a day we were playing ball. There was a guy called out of there. So when he came out like this, the man came out like this. Thank God the ball was not in my leg. So everybody just scattered. So the ball was with Adole. So Adole can play ball. So just keep the ball like that to kill that thing. The man followed him with the ball. Adole go run. Keep the ball again. The man followed the man around with him. I'm like, So we there. I just started going home. Thank God the ball is not in my leg. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you must pay for that ball. The owner will hold you accountable. You know, so if not you, I'll just be praying. Papa is giving them, will just come outside now. Amen.
Envy. Hallelujah. Envy, strife, jealousy will make a believer act like the devil.
Who make the believer act like the devil, like an unbeliever. Hallelujah. Because that is acting beside yourself. Look at verses 3, where I asked us to open to Philippians 2, 3. It said, let nothing be done through strife. Did you see that? Let nothing be done through strife. Let nothing be done through strife. Hallelujah. Or vain glory, I service. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Do you see that? Hallelujah. So that means the way I must walk in the church, in the local church, is to esteem others. Hallelujah. Esteem others. I want to see that shortly. Esteem others. That is honor. Honor men. Don't do anything with strife. Honor men. Honor everyone. Hallelujah. But hear me. Honor between yourselves. Honor between yourselves. How do you call yourself? How do you call yourself? Hold on. How do you call yourself? Because you are not playing too much with Pastor Philemon, and you're no longer calling him Pastor Philemon, you're calling Akumba. How do you honor yourself? Hallelujah. Even if he has a guy in him, can I pass for you? What is it? Are you following him? Amen? Esteem others. Why call
Kenai?
Are you pastor? Call him Bro Kenneth. Even me, I shouldn't call him Kenneth. I should call him Bro Kenneth. Because we be brethren. See, the way you address yourself will tell how you see yourself. How do you address yourself? Call him Bro. Call him a
Kenneth!
Does it look like your husband?
Kenneth!
footballer, not Rupert. Yes, you call her. Is it Rupert Alpha? No.
Why not Sister Bola? Hallelujah.
You know, Bible calling her Sister Bola. You know what it is? The next thing you want to see will be by the Holy Ghost. You cannot call somebody Sister Bola and say, yeah, sure. But you call Rupert, the next thing is, you can call anything you can call you.
Sister Bola.
With respect. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Trust God. Hallelujah.
I'll share with some few people why I say thank you, Lord Jesus, now.
Glory to God. Something just flashed back.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, it's so very vital. How do you address yourself?
Cindy?
How about Sister Cindy? You know, that kills the anger that follows the next. When you want to just blast out the Sister Cindy. You could have done this like this, like this, like this, like this. Amen? But you're like, Cindy? Yeah. Where is your sense? Amen? You know, that can be sad. There's a Sister Cindy. Why did you do this? No, I'm kidding. Why did you do that? Well, Ijoba! He said, yes, sir. Sure, all right. Well, let's address, you know why I'm talking like this, right? Let's address ourselves with respect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at what look at what Abraham said to Lord. He said, let there be no strife between us, say for we be brethren. We be brethren. Let that sink in you. We be brethren. So therefore, God will be brethren. I will seek your good. I will not seek your downfall. I will seek your good. Hallelujah. 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 So we'll foster love in our midst. We'll foster love in our midst. Glory to God. Look at verse 4. It says, look not every man for his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Say, let this man be in you which was also in Christ. Hallelujah. Just talking about, we have to say, who being the form of God, talking about humility. Learn to be humble. Learn to be humble. Never allow material things get to your brain, to your head. But see that thing gets to your head. You are carnal. Never allow it get to your head. Very good. Never allow your status changing get to your head. I'm no longer Sister Salo. I'm now Mrs. Dinipri. Mrs. is crucified with Christ. Amen. This crucified, we never knew you as Miss before, we knew you as sister. And the status didn't change, you are sister to us. Though we understand about that you are married to Dinifer. Right? Mm-hmm. No, you are going to be married. Mm-hmm. Let me not cut things that Dino can do this. Amen? Amen? 5th of November.
Yes, sir.
Is there. It's written. It's in front. So from that time we can address that man.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen?
And I address, we are doing that matter then. We're not addressing it now.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. So I must walk in humility. Hope you're following me. In humility. I must walk in honor. Honor. I must honor the next person. I must mind my words. Honor. Romans 12 verse 10. Thank you. Are you there? Verse 10. It says, I read, it says, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. Do you see that? In honor preferring one another. So you must honor the brethren.
You must have brotherly love. You must honor the brethren. You must honor the brethren. Amen. We are workers together with him.
All workers together with him.
We have the same goal, the same vision. The same vision. The same mission, the same vision in the earth. And we have to work together. We have to work together. No strife. No strife. Hallelujah. So even if your pastor rebukes you, you don't get, you don't carry strife. Pastor rebukes you and you are moody. No. Hallelujah. Amen. You should thank God. You know, after you are rebuked, you say thank you, sir. Amen. Thank you, sir. Because it's only you who you care for that you can rebuke. Amen. If I care for you, I can rebuke you. But when I cannot rebuke you, so you say, thank you, sir. Amen. Yeah, you say, thank you, sir, for the rebuke. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. I will change. I will walk right. It will not happen again. I will move ahead. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So never allow strife to steal. Never. Never listen to news of fellow believers, fellow brethren from an unbeliever, from an outsider, from a non-church member. No, don't listen to news from there. Hallelujah. Okay, for lady. You should defend your church member. Okay, you're with me. Defend the church member. Defend it. We are workers together. We are workers together. We are workers together. Love. Love. Love is that lubricant upon which service is carried out. Upon which God stands in all the earth is carried out. Is that oil. Hallelujah. That oil for service. Love. Glory to God. We'll explore more of this as we get to believers' conversion. Remember, I don't get to believers' conversion. All this soul, this place will come in again. Even from another faction. Hallelujah. But love is that oil for service. Love. Hallelujah. Love is the nature and character of God. Love. As I carry out my work as a worker in church, I must carry out in love. In love. Mind how I speak to people, to fellow believers. I will honor them. I will prefer them. I will seek their good. I will seek their good. Even if I am on the disadvantage, I'd rather be on the disadvantage for believers. Okay, are you hearing me? Sometimes you take up the blame because you want them to be peace. Okay, are you hearing me? Take the blame. Don't say, must I be the one to be blamed? Take the blame. Hallelujah. For there to be peace. Take the blame and not remember it. Take it and let it go. Hallelujah. But foster peace. Don't be doing yearly reminder. No, foster peace. Foster peace. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You see. You see. You see. If there is no love in our midst, if there's no love among brethren, there's no way we can fire ourselves off for the work. Hope you know that. Because strife, hatred, walk in the flesh, choose God. I mean, it quenches God's fire. It quenches God's fire. But because we walk in love, I can call you up and say, let's pray together. You can agree together concerning it. Let's pray together. Let's agree together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
the fire of God's Spirit works more in the arena of love. Because love is a walk in the Spirit. Love, walking in love is walking in the Spirit. Is walking in your own. Hallelujah. So let's love. Let's walk in love much more. Hallelujah. The church and the family. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we're going to take confidence by the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God. We're praying. The Lord. And walk in love much more. So take that confidence of the Lord. And shall we not strive for envy?